Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome in. It is a final from Toronto. 5-2, the final score. Royals lose. They're swept by the Blue Jays, and they reach 100 losses for the seventh time in franchise history. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Yeah, it's a day we all knew was coming, and here it is. It arrives as early as it ever has in Kansas City. The Royals reach 100 losses 8 games quicker than any other team that came before them. Quicker than that 2018 ball club, faster than the 2005 squad, and here we are, 18 to go. Phone lines open, 913-586-7610. Now, as far as the game is concerned, and again, we can talk about the offseason, we can look back, we can look ahead, we can talk moves, we can go wherever you want. But the story coming into today was Cole Reagans. And selfishly, my big question coming into the day was, should I start Cole Reagans in my fantasy baseball playoff matchup? Self-serving, yes, but I've put in 143 games with this team. I think I can focus on me for a hot minute. And by focusing on me, I had a lot of pressure on Cole Reagans today. How was he going to do against the best lineup he's faced since joining the Royals? In the most raucous environments he's pitched in since joining the Royals. 35,000 out there today at the Rogers Center. How is Cole Reagans going to fare? Well, very good. Sure, he issued way too many walks, 2 in the second, a leadoff walk in the fourth, and then whatever happened there in the sixth inning is very interesting to me. We'll hear from Matt Quatrero coming up in just a moment. I say it's very interesting. It's also disconcerting somewhat. If you missed it, a pitcher's duel between Jose Berríos and Cole Reagans, scoreless as we enter the sixth inning. The Royals jump out in front thanks to an RBI double from Bobby Witt Jr. and then an RBI from Salvador Perez. A short-lived two-run lead for the Royals as in the bottom of the sixth inning, Cole Reagans comes back out at just 76 pitches. And he retires the first two batters that he faces, and they're no slouches. George Springer, Bo Bichette, the top two hitters in the Blue Jay lineup, facing them for a third time. He retires them both. So two up, two down, and then he walks Vladimir Guerrero Jr. A deep pitch count, 6-7 pitches. Same thing to Davis Schneider, walks him, deep count. In fact, he was ahead of both Guerrero and Schneider. He was ahead of the both of them. 1-2. Ends up walking them both. And then, I'll be honest with you, I don't need to sugarcoat it. I'm thinking worst case scenario here. Two on, two outs, and then Cole Reagans cannot throw a strike. He can't land his front foot. The first offering to Alejandro Kirk sails wide, like it would have hit the left-handed batter in the head if Kirk was a lefty. Kirk, of course, in the right-handed batter's box. And after letting go the wild pitch, Reagans just falls on his chest. I mean, falls forward, doesn't land his plant foot, and you're thinking, oh my God, what happened to the guy? He pops up and tells Matt Quatrero, all is well, nothing to worry about, I'm fine. Q and the trainer still come out to check on him, but he says he's fine. They send him away, and Cole Reagans is back on the bump. And then he does the same thing on the next pitch. Wild pitch. You know, back-to-back wild pitches, and now instead of first and second with nobody out, it's a man on third and a run came in to score thanks to those back-to-back wild pitches. And then he uncorks another one, and another run comes in to score. And just like that, it's a 2-2 game. Reagan's hasn't allowed a hit. All he's done is, sure, walk two batters, but then on Cork, three straight wild pitches. He then issues the fourth ball to Alejandro Kirk, and he's on first base. That does it for Cole Reagan's. I'll be honest with you, I'm happy that that's not why the Royals lost. There were many reasons why the Royals lost today. The bullpen didn't get it done. The offense didn't get it done. I hate to say that Cole Reagan's didn't get it done, but that dismount is, again, concerning. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll hear from Matt Quatrero, get his thoughts and his update on what went on there in the sixth inning with Cole Reagan's. Royals lose 5-2. Reagan's does not suffer the loss. No, that's settled on Taylor Clark. He falls to 2-5. Want to get your thoughts on what we saw from Cole Reagan's. We got to talk about the 24-year-olds in the lineup, but first, I need my heart to stop beating so fast. A little concerned about Cole Reagan's, a guy that seemed to have descended from baseball heaven, right? You acquire him in a deadline deal for Aroldis Chapman. You're thinking, oh my God, we got our guy for the next 5 years. And then, you know, the thing looked like it arrived in the sixth inning. You don't want to talk about the thing, but we'll get an update from Q after this quick timeout.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Line drive down the left field line. That drops fair and heads for the corner. Isbell trots home from third base. Witt Jr. turn at first and into second. He takes a big turn, but he heads back to second base. It's an RBI double for Bobby Witt Jr. And the Kansas City Royals have a 1-0 lead in the top of the sixth inning here in Toronto.
Nick batters on the call. Three pitches later, Salvador Perez would drive in Bobby Witt Jr. The Royals were out and running, 2-0. Toronto would then score five unanswered, win the game, sweep the series, and hand the Royals their 100th loss of the season. Bobby Witt, two hits, base hits number 155 and 156 this season. That's top 10 in Major League Baseball. He also stole a pair of bases, number 40 and 41. That's top five in Major League Baseball. As promised, let's hear what Matt Quatrero had to say after the game to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
A really good Major League pitcher with plus stuff. Four seam, two seam, slider, changeup. Works to both sides of the plate. He can elevate when he wants to, so that combination makes him really tough.
And then in that sixth inning there, do you feel like the Reagan's lose his footing? I couldn't tell from where I was sitting.
Yeah, he caught his spike twice and then just lost feel for the ball those other two pitches. So complete outlier. I've never seen anything like it. You know, something we're just going to move on from.
And as far as the offense goes today, getting those two runs early, how big was that just to kind of give you guys a lead before the sixth inning unraveled there?
Well, I mean, we didn't score early. We didn't score until the sixth. Yes. So, it was a battle. It was pitchers dueled into the sixth inning and still continue to be. I mean, we fought for those two. You know, you feel like you got to try to expand against these guys because they have such a good lineup. That's what, you know, we needed to try to do, and we weren't able to do that.
Losing this scoreless streak in a sort of a twisted way here. I don't know if you have had a chance to talk to him after that, but you know how does it feel, I guess, to lose the streak in that manner?
Well, I can guarantee you Cole does not care one bit about the streak. The first thing he said is he's like apologizing for letting the team down after we scored two runs. That's the kind of person he is. He could have cared less about that streak.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good news in my book. I'm happy with that. Happy to hear that it's not, you know, grimacing in pain or he feels something in his knee. You hear Q say right there, we're just going to move on from it. So, as I mentioned, you know, looked like the thing there for a second. Hey, yes, I'm with you. Let's move on from it. Let's acknowledge that Cole Reagan's had a scoreless streak, for God's sakes, a scoreless streak of 26 straight innings. That's tied for the eighth longest in franchise history. and the longest since Kelvin Herrera went 31 straight scoreless frames back in 2014. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, 913-586-7610. Let's start off in Overland Park. Ed, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just confused. Was he wearing like pro wing shoes? I love the streak, but I'm just baffled. Like, just falling over, big toe, little toe. I mean, we've got to get some wins.
All right, we got you down, Ed. All right. Got the spike caught. I can't imagine why he kept... Well, you know what? He is pretty green in the sport, right? He is basically a rookie. So I don't know if he has the cachet necessarily to stop the proceedings. I mean, he does. He's the pitcher. But I don't know if Cole Reagans necessarily feels it's his place to stop the action, get the grounds crew out here and fix this garbage. Maybe he should have done that. And as far as picking up wins, Ed, I'm with you. But where you been? You know, this isn't new. This deep into the season that the Royals lose. Again, they're on pace to be by far the worst team in franchise history. You know, and I love this coming in on the text line. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Isn't this so very 2023? Isn't this so very sports radio? Here's a text from the 316. Vern, I'm tired of being told by you that there are plenty of positives. Let me reread that. I'm tired of being told there's plenty of positives by Royals media when we hit 100 losses with 18 games left. Paul Splittorff was disgusted the first time this occurred back in 2002. Now we seem to just accept it. Well, first of all, this is another classic example of, do you read the text out loud to yourself? Yeah, I was probably disgusted when it happened back in 2002. It's happened 6 times since. I can't continue to be disgusted by it. It's happened 7 times in the last 21 years. That's once every 3 years. How can I get disgusted by something that happens once every 3 years? You got to expect it, don't you? And to your point about plenty of positives, listen here, brother. What positives am I presenting? Huh? You listen to the show, or are you just complaining about the media? Blaming the media for a team being 56 games below 500. Now, I'm not accepting it. Well, actually, yes, I am, because what the hell am I going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, 316? No, what we're going to do is hope that the team gets better. They just ran out the general manager, just ran out the manager. This is year one of a rebuild. I'm not shocked that they lost this game, not shocked that they were swept in Toronto, and not shocked that you're blaming the media for the team disappointing here in 2023. I've never told you that there are plenty of positives. I've presented and you've watched Cole Reagans and Bobby Witt Jr., you know about Michael Garcia. What other positives am I trumpeting here on 610 Sports Radio? Go ahead, let me know. 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, instead of popping a bottle of champagne, John Sherman, unscrew yourself a bottle of Boone's Farm and pat yourself on the back for first team to 100 losses and the worst team in Major League Baseball. Well, I can promise you that John Sherman ain't patting himself on the back, but you are right. The Royals do own the worst record in Major League Baseball, on pace to lose 113 games this season. 5-2, the final score. Let's go to Double J. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Double J, nice to hear from you, buddy. Go ahead.
Vern, hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, yeah, tough loss today. Tough series against Toronto. Glad Reagans is okay, and look, he's been, what a great accusation from for a trade for Chapman. I mean, he's been lights out ever since we got him. And like I said, just glad he's doing okay. And hey, I want your opinion on a few things. One, I hope we keep Salvi. I mean, why would you want to go to Chicago? I mean, and I love him. I want him to be a Royal forever, like George Brett, Mike, pretty much Mike Sweeney, all those good Royals players.
Yeah, Sweeney finished his career elsewhere. Go ahead, because he wanted to make the playoffs. Yep.
And the other thing is, I would love to see him play first base too. Salvi, he's been doing good when he's had his opportunity.
Well, Freddie Freeman went down with an injury, so you need him behind the dish right now. What kind of questions you got for me there, Double J?
Absolutely. So next year, my starting rotation, Reagan's 1, Cena 2, Lynch 3, Bubit 4, and Jordan Lyles 5. Maybe bring back Greinke to be a bullpen guy. Who knows?
No. Not interested in that. Double J, thanks for the phone call. A few things to address. Reagans and Singer, I agree, are in the rotation. I don't know how comfortable I feel with them being 1-2. Daniel Lynch is hurt, so I don't know how you bank on him on opening day to be in your rotation. Chris Bubich will not be ready coming off of Tommy John surgery. Jordan Lyles, he'll be in there, and Zach Greinke hopefully is just counting down the days until he's enshrined in Cooperstown. Appreciate the phone call, Double J. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go to John in Lenexa. John, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals drop the finale in Toronto 5-2.
Yes. What I'd like to talk to you about is Mr. Sherman wants to build a new stadium, which is fine. But I don't notice in the plans any indication of a roof. And most modern stadiums today have roofs. And it seems reasonable with the weather conditions in Kansas City and the temperature variance that we have a roof on our stadium.
All right, John, we got you down. John wants a roof. We've seen the renderings, no roof. Tough luck, John. Let's go to Steve in Kansas City. Steve, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals drop the 100th game of the season. Go ahead.
Hey, Bird, I wanted to address the comment about the texter. I don't think he was referring to you. It's the tenor of the broadcast of Uncle Hud and the Beaver. You know, there's no recognition that anything is wrong. You need to have Jeff Montgomery in the three-man booth. I've turned off the television. I listen to the radio, which is fantastic.
But Steve, you're smart enough. Steve, you don't need someone else to tell you that the team's bad. You know that the team's bad. I need you to call the game and keep me entertained. And I think Ryan and Hud do a very good job.
I don't need that kind. I don't need that kind of entertainment for them to tell me to act happy and laugh while we're
losing.
They've
never done that, Steve. They never ask you to act happy and laugh.
I'm not saying you do that. I'm not saying you do that.
No, I know. Neither do Ryan and Hud. I listen to them all the time. They don't do that either.
I'm saying that it's unprofessional to ignore the results of the game, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
But, Steve, they don't do that. They don't do that. Well, he does what he wants. Jeff Montgomery can do whatever he wants.
Well, you have him in the postgame show. Why don't you put him in a three-man booth? You're paying him anyway.
Guys
are atrocious. They're absolutely atrocious.
Now we're getting into – appreciate the phone call. Now we're getting into your opinion. Okay, you don't like Ryan and Hud. Okay, we got you down. Appreciate it. That's all you want to say, but don't act as if they're – the man behind the curtain, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain as if they're not pointing out when the team doesn't execute offensively. I don't need to sit here and defend them. Their track record speaks for itself. Steve, appreciate the phone call. Always appreciate you staying locked in to this terrific season that now has the boys with a record of 44 and a hundo. Quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts and hear from Cole Reagans after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals Baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Bounced to the shortstop. Clement charges in from the turf. He can't go home. Witt safe at home. He throws to first. Perez is out. A scoop from the first baseman, Guerrero Jr. So an RBI ground out from Salvador Perez makes it 2-0 Royals in the top of the sixth.
That's about as good as it would get. It would just get weird. Actually, no, that's definitely as good as it would get. Royals up 2-0 after that RBI ground out from Salvi, who, by the way, is now three ribbies away from 800 in his career. He'd be the sixth player in team history with 800 stakes. Yeah, after that RBI, it just went all downhill. Yeah, Melendez grounds out. Cole Reagans walks two batters with two outs in the sixth inning and then just can't throw a strike. Like, scary can't throw a strike. Three straight wild pitches and then a fourth doesn't find the zone. And two walks turn into two runs thanks to those three straight wild pitches. Just a crazy day for Cole Reagans, but you know, the good thing... I mean, there is no good thing, but six walks for Cole Reagans, six strikeouts as well. So now you tally it all up. He's made nine starts with the Royals. He has 69 strikeouts in 53 innings, an ERA of 1.69. Opponents are hitting an average of .191 against Cole Reagans. Just sensational stuff. And those 69 strikeouts are the most by any pitcher in Royals franchise history through his first nine starts. Let's hear what Cole had to say after the game to Bally Sports, Kansas City. Yep, Royals lose 5-2. Here's Cole Reagans. Did not factor in the decision. The loss goes to Taylor Clark, but let's hear what the 25-year-old lefty had to say after this one.
Tripped, basically. Like, the cleat just caught the mound and I went flying.
What was preventing you after that first one from kind of getting things back on track again?
Cleat caught again. Just same thing as the first pitch. It just caught and obviously it lost footing. And yeah.
So in each of those three pitches, you couldn't make your plant leg?
Yeah, like cleat just, like on my lead leg, cleat just, bottom of my foot cleat just caught the dirt. Basically, it trips me, so then I have no footing to throw the ball.
And that had not been an issue through the first five at all. And there was nothing you could see visibly that the mound needed attention or anything like that. Okay.
I have no idea why. Just freak. I don't know. I've never seen it. Never had it happen to me. So I don't know. Just kind of a freak accident.
Given how well you've been going and how well things were going today, how frustrating is that?
Well, it's pretty aggravating. I mean, we score two runs on the top, and then I give them right back. So, yeah, pretty aggravating. I mean, the guys fought hard to get two runs, and then, you know, that happens, and I give them right back. So, yeah, pretty aggravated about it.
Your manager seems pretty sure that you don't really care about the scoreless streak that you had going on. But how would you assess this month or so of play in which you pretty much dominated?
Yeah, I mean, every time I step on the mound, I try to give us a chance to win. So that's my goal every time I go out there is just keep us in the game and give us a chance to come out on top in the end.
How do you feel physically right now?
I feel great.
What can you learn from facing a lineup like the Blue Jays to help you as you continue to progress in your MLB career?
I just execute. Just have to execute my pitches. As long as I execute our game plan that we talk about prior to the outing, then, you know, I feel like, you know, sometimes good pitches get hit, but if I execute, it's going to put me in the best position to, you know, help us come out with a win.
All right, so he's calling it a freak thing as well. Good news, 105 pitches for Cole Reagans, 5 2/3 innings, two runs on one hit, six walks, six punch-outs. Royals lose 5-2, their 46th blown lead loss of the season. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 913, Owen writing in. Vern, I like a lot of our current squad. Those who stay on the 2024 team will remember this game and will remember this series. Toronto knows the Royals and respects the postseason history. Maybe our hometown could build a club similar to theirs. Signed, Owen. Yeah, Owen, I don't think you'll ever see a team in Kansas City built the way that Toronto is built. spending that type of money in free agency, I don't think will ever happen. Now, from George Springer to Kevin Gausman to Jose Berríos, I'm forgetting, I think, a name or two. But those three alone, you're not going to see the Royals dip their toe into the free agent water that deep. Toronto's also a very big market, so it's understandable. Appreciate it, Owen. Thanks for listening. A few more from the text line. From the 913. Vern, I say Zach Greinke signs a lesser deal to serve as a reliever until he gets 3,000 strikeouts. Shoot. We kept Alex Gordon 3 years past his prime. Yeah, and that wasn't a great decision, paying Alex Gordon. I think bringing Zach Greinke back next year would be an even worse decision. Now, Greinke's done. He's a Hall of Famer, and who am I to say that he's done? I agree. You're right. But the smoke and mirrors can only last so long. It's gotten him through this year, barely. The numbers say he's barely making it through this year. But hey, you know what? If it means that much to him, I hope he does find a job in the big leagues. I just hope it's not here in Kansas City. Text line 913-586-7610.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Bounced to the shortstop. Clement charges in from the turf. He can't go home. Witt safe at home. He throws to first. Perez is out. A scoop from the first baseman, Guerrero Jr. So an RBI ground out from Salvador Perez makes it 2-0 Royals in the top of the sixth.
That's about as good as it would get. It would just get weird. Actually, no, that's definitely as good as it would get. Royals up 2-0 after that RBI ground out from Salvi, who, by the way, is now three ribbies away from 800 in his career. He'd be the sixth player in team history with 800 stakes. Yeah, after that RBI, it just went all downhill. Yeah, Melendez grounds out. Cole Reagans walks two batters with two outs in the sixth inning and then just can't throw a strike. Like, scary can't throw a strike. Three straight wild pitches, and then a fourth doesn't find the zone. And two walks turn into two runs thanks to those three straight wild pitches. Just a crazy day for Cole Reagans, but you know, the good thing, I mean, there is no good thing, but six walks for Cole Reagans, six strikeouts as well. So now you tally it all up. He's made nine starts with the Royals. He has 69 strikeouts in 53 innings, an ERA of 1.69. Opponents are hitting an average of .191 against Cole Reagans. Just sensational stuff. And those 69 strikeouts are the most by any pitcher in Royals franchise history through his first nine starts. Let's hear what Cole had to say after the game to Bally Sports, Kansas City. Yep. Royals lose 5-2. Here's Cole Reagans. Did not factor in the decision. The loss goes to Taylor Clark, but let's hear what the 25-year-old lefty had to say after this one.
Tripped, basically. Like, the cleat just caught the mound and I went flying.
What was preventing you after that first one from kind of getting things back on track again?
Cleat caught again. Just the same thing as the first pitch. It just caught and obviously it lost footing. And yeah.
So in each of those three pitches, you couldn't make your plant leg.
Yeah, like cleat just like on my lead leg, cleat just bottom of my foot, cleat just caught the dirt. Basically, it trips me, so then I have no footing to throw the ball.
And that had not been an issue through the first five at all. And there was nothing you could see visibly that the mound needed attention or anything like that. Okay.
I have no idea why. Just freak. I don't know. I've never seen it. Never had it happen to me. So I don't know. Just kind of a freak accident.
Given how well you've been going and how well things were going today, how frustrating is that?
Well, it's pretty aggravating. I mean, we score two runs on the top, and then I give them right back. So, yeah, pretty aggravating. I mean, the guys fought hard to get two runs, and then, you know, that happens, and I give them right back. So, yeah, pretty aggravated about it.
You're manager seemed pretty sure that you don't really care about the scoreless streak that you had going on, but how would you assess this month or so of play in which you pretty much dominated?
Yeah, I mean, every time I step on the mound, I try to give us a chance to win, so that's my goal every time I go out there, is just keep us in the game and give us a chance to come out on top of the end.
How do you feel physically right now?
I feel great.
What can you learn from facing a lineup like the Blue Jays to help you as you continue to progress in your MLB career?
I just execute. Just have to execute my pitches. As long as I execute our game plan that we talk about prior to the outing, then, you know, I feel like, you know, sometimes good pitches get hit, but if I execute, it's going to put me in the best position to, you know, help us come out with a win.
All right, so he's calling it a freak thing as well. Good news, 105 pitches for Cole Reagans, 5 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 1 hit, 6 walks, 6 punch-outs. Royals lose 5-2, their 46th blown lead loss of the season. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 913, Owen writing in. Vern, I like a lot of our current squad. Those who stay on the 2024 team will remember this game and will remember this series. Toronto knows the Royals and respects the postseason history. Maybe our hometown could build a club similar to theirs. Signed, Owen. Yeah, Owen, I don't think you'll ever see a team in Kansas City built the way that Toronto is built. Spending that type of money in free agency, I don't think will ever happen. Now, from George Springer to Kevin Gausman to Jose Berríos, I'm forgetting, I think, a name or two, but those three alone, you're not going to see the Royals dip their toe into the free agent water that deep. Toronto's also a very big market, so it's understandable. Appreciate it, Owen. Thanks for listening. A few more from the text line. From the 913, Vern, I say Zach Greinke signs a lesser deal to serve as a reliever until he gets 3,000 strikeouts. Shoot, we kept Alex Gordon 3 years past his prime. Yeah, and that wasn't a great decision, paying Alex Gordon. I think bringing Zach Greinke back next year would be an even worse decision. Now, Greinke's done. He's a Hall of Famer, and who am I to say that he's done? I agree. You're right. But the smoke and mirrors can only last so long. It's gotten him through this year, barely. The numbers say he's barely making it through this year. But hey, you know what? If it means that much to him, I hope he does find a job in the big leagues. I just hope it's not here in Kansas City. Text line 913-586-7610. Where are we going here? We're going to the 816. Hey, Vern, at least we'll get the number one or number two pick in the draft next summer. Well, I don't know if you're being sarcastic, but no, that's not a guarantee. You have really good odds of getting the number one or number two pick. But no, that's no longer the case. Just because the Royals, yes, as of right now, have the worst record in Major League Baseball, a full game clear of the Oakland Athletics. Even though that's true, no, there's now a lottery. Top six picks. Lottery. Royals will have the most ping-pong balls to rob from our friends in the NBA. Royals have the best chance at the number one pick as of right now, but it's no guarantee, sadly. Bobby Witt Jr.'s hoping that it's the number one pick, although Bobby Witt Jr.'s got to think, hey, there's good luck at picking two. Royals selected Bobby two. They took Mike Moustakas, number two overall. Bobby Witt Jr. became the 14th player in Royals history with a 40-steal season. Bobby ripping his 40th and 41st bags of the year. In fact, only 9 players in franchise history have stolen more bases than the 41 that Bobby's already taken, and only Willie Wilson's done it at a younger age. Bobby, one of 2 Royals with multiple hits today. Bobby going 2-for-4. Edward Olivares, also 2-for-4. Ollie's hitting .450 in the 7 games since returning from Omaha. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Royals lose 5-2, and now they go through customs and make their way back to the States and land in Chicago to take on the White Sox for a 3-game series beginning tomorrow night. It's a 6:40 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. If anyone's ready to get beat by the Royals, it's Pedro Grifol and the Chicago White Sox. Right? Well, we'll see what the pitching matchups look like, but you got to get one in Chicago, right? Blake Schneiders, thank you very much for your help back at the studio. Thank you for listening. I need the Bears to win. Root for the Bears.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programs.